Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Hi.
Chris Fowley, welcome to BFM Studios. This is Chris Fowley from Normal New Zealand and Hemp Store up there on K Road.
Indeed. Good afternoon.
What's going on, mate? What's going on?
Big documentary on TV last night, Patrick Gowan.
Yeah. We interviewed old mate Paddy yesterday, as you know, and we blanketed it with this marijuana media sting. It's nice to hear it 2 days in a row, actually.
It was. It was awesome. It got me slightly confused, actually. I had a panic moment going, oh my God, should I be there?
When I was doing it, I was like, oh fuck, probably should have okayed this with Chris. He might be a little bit upset.
It was good. It was awesome. It was great to listen to, actually. And you know what? In the lead up to it, I'd been slightly apprehensive, thinking, mainstream media, what are they gonna going to do? Yeah. You know? And then hearing him yesterday, it was awesome. I thought, this is actually going to go pretty well. Because I'd always have that confidence. No matter how you start out, once you get exposed to the facts, people tend to come along onto our side. It's just getting them exposed to the facts rather than all the myths and misinformation. And so Paddy, I mean, I have no idea what position he started from, but certainly it seemed from the conversation yesterday and then indeed watching the documentary last night, that by the end of it, after being exposed to all the facts and certainly around medical cannabis, that he was converted. He's on our side.
Yeah, no, he definitely wants decriminalization. I sort of wanted to get that out of him. He's not exactly completely pro, but understandably all the stuff against or just the bad stuff that can happen if you do have weed for getting arrested and whatnot, it just needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there were a couple of things he said yesterday in terms of that, there was some discussion and indeed there's been some around the Helen Clark report that came out last week around what sort of, what type of market are we really looking at?
Yeah.
And thinking that it's inevitable that you have big business associated with it, and indeed that was the one thing Paddy was saying yesterday that
it
I was
so
a bit
sad.
About.
It was
like,
so sad.
Well, because it's not inevitable. It
he's
might
jaded.
Be the
he's gone right in. Well, he's jaded.
Yeah. Well, already. He's gone over there and seen the various states and the province and things. But you know, there's a variety of them, and the ones that tend to have passed in more recent times haven't allowed that. They've put things in place to encourage small local craft producers, and social equity being a core part of it. And I've talked about this before on the show, and that's what we can do here. And it's something that Helen Clark has got in her report, that we're making sure that the people who bore the brunt of the drug war are not locked out and allowed to be let back in. And the best way to do that is to expunge the records. Actually wipe them so they're not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
That behaviour is now legal or will be legal under the referendum. And so wipe those records and remove those barriers. But more than that, actually encouraging local production, encouraging people that employ people here, and encouraging smaller producers to actually have a role in the industry and not be locked out.
Yeah, the boutique vibe. I was saying off here, and I hate to sort of compare it to alcohol, but we've got a massive craft beer market in this country, and it's you can still go get a Corona, but you can go get like a little boutique beer that people do tend to dig. So I'm looking forward to getting the boutique buds.
And I actually think it's the one that it's the form of legalization that will pass, and it might be the only form that passes. And this is why I'm confident in that, and that the government can see what polls have said recently, but they can also see what people are concerned about, and that is like what Paddy said, that big business might take over, big alcohol, big tobacco.
There is an inevitability kind of
there is an inevitability, because You can design it so that they don't. Right. So it's not inevitable at all. Right now, Canada has a thing that talks about effective control. And so if you build up your billion-dollar business and then it turns out that you had effective control by someone else or some other entity that you didn't declare, well, that's all taken away and shut down, right? So no one's going to do that. No one's going to get caught out doing that. One thing they didn't do in Canada was lock out the alcohol industry and the tobacco industry. No. So a lot of them have had takeovers by that. But we can do that here. We can actually put that into the rules effective control of the license holders.
Wouldn't you argue that involving those big powers when you're trying to legalize something would definitely help, because they're going to do everything in their power to make it legal so they can make that cash?
Well, I wish that was true, because we haven't seen any evidence of that, of them stepping up to get involved in the campaign. But what we do have is a very well-funded anti-campaign, and I don't know where they get the money to pay all these billboards from, but they certainly seem to be a template of the ones that are rolled out overseas. Well, they're actually a real copy of the stuff that the anti-campaigns that they've run in America. So, I don't know. Someone should should do some digging there, find out where that money's coming from.
Mm. It is really interesting. It's one of those strange conundrums, because I feel like if we were to lock them out, their means of, you know, fighting cannabis legalization or decriminalization is their pot of money that they've got to pull from to fight it.
The karate,
you know,
is very strong.
Is bottomless. Yeah, so...
Well, that's all theory. That's what I'm saying. None of those big companies that people think are going to come to our rescue have done so. So they're not funding the law reform campaign. That's why we're going backwards. And people think they're going to come to our rescue or the government's going to do it. This is what Paddy was getting to yesterday. Mm. We have got to fight for it. We have got to demand it and get a bit more militant and actually get there and demand it and take on all the crap that we're hearing. Mm. And not just hope that a company from overseas is going to come to our rescue, because I don't think they will. I really don't.
And
for a start, I don't
to.
Think that's an electorally popular policy, so it's not one the government put forward. I think it's going to be very much a policy for the referendum that helps local ethical businesses to be successful and helps small craft producers to be involved. Any other type of policy won't be popular and it won't be put forward.
What do you think about Paddy's point about weaponizing and sort of spreading the word, like, we want to take the power away from the gangs?
Absolutely.
Do you think that's the right approach?
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is, and the two things that he said is exactly what Trudeau took to the Canadian electorate for his one, right? Okay. He didn't get bogged down in detail about how many plants or grams or what rules around this or whatnot.
Pick an
he
angle
just
and
said,
go hard.
Well, the angles are exactly the ones that Paddy said yesterday, which is that kids are doing it and it's really unsafe and risky in the ways that they're doing it, and gangs are supplying it to them, and we're going to make it safe for people who are doing it anyway, and we're going to make money off that and put that where it's needed to be. And that's the core of it, and you just stick to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and anyone who's supporting law or supporting prohibition, I should say, is not into those principles. Mm-hmm. They want people to do things in more risky and dangerous ways.
So potentially a lot of grey New Zealanders are affiliated with gangs, perhaps.
That seems to be it. Unwittingly, they're on the side of the gangsters. Yeah, grey power and the gangsters.
Grey power sounds like a gang, doesn't it?
It kind of does. They're halfway there, right? Hey, no, speaking of which, because some parts of Grey Power are totally on side, in particular there's a couple of branches up north, and a letter in the Herald yesterday, being Marijuana Media, there's a letter in the Herald from them around there, which they ran opposite a whole pile of turds from Bob McCroskey, Family First, so... Boy, I won't depress you with that, but if you want to be, go read it, you know.
Are they still using the Orange Guy to push their opinions?
The who, sorry?
The go out and vote Orange electoral guy.
Oh, this is Family First.
Yeah,
Bob McCroskey.
Yeah,
fine for that name too. So, I've got to pay those fines at some point. But one of the good things that happened this week, aside from last night's thing, and again, you can see that on the 3 now. It's up there without the ads even, I think. And then that's playing part 2 next week around the legalisation. But the other good thing that happened this week was a group called Yes 2020 have been formed. And hopefully we'll see a bit of a presence here at the Auckland Uni, because it's a student-led initiative to support the yes vote for the referendum.
Oh, awesome.
We've already got a website going and a whole lot of memes there. It's yes2020.org.nz. And that's a really awesome initiative to see. And another cool thing that's happening is the Unify Rally, which is at Town Hall this Monday night, 16th of September. It's Justice to End the Drug War. It's actually the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, which in itself is awesome that they're here in New Zealand. They're actually talking at Parliament tomorrow. I'm going to be down in Wellington tomorrow to hear them speak down at Parliament.
Cool.
And then Monday is a public meeting here in Auckland at the Town Hall. It's like 6 o'clock, but I think it starts at 7 or maybe even 8, but doors open at 6. It's Monday. Get along and bring like 5 friends. And you know, if you can't, then you have to get 10 people to come.
Chris Fowley, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.